guys, welcome to AfterBuzz TV. We have a very, very special episode for you because we have Sayora! And that is how you say her name. I checked. In the building.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I'm a lover, I'm a child, I'm a mother, I'm a sinner, I'm a saint. I do not feel ashamed. I'm your help, I'm your dream, I'm nothing in between.
Ooh, I like that harmony. Hey.
Bad Girls Choir.
Take me as I am. Doesn't mean you have to be a stronger man.
Like how I'm using a fake microphone when I have a real microphone.
I feel like I'm in like sixth grade again.
Right?
Is that one?
Right? Oh my God. No. I love the song. I'm having my period and I was listening to this while I was driving. I was like, yes.
This pumps you up. I'm a bitch. I'm a lover. I'm a
child. Women's
month. I'm a
mother. We love you, women.
The saint. I do not feel ashamed.
I have a horrible singing voice, but I do enjoy singing.
No, we did harmony a second ago.
We did.
Yes, I liked it.
We did. I was in chorus, but I was not somebody that they, like, you know, would cast and stuff. All right, so guys, we have an incredible episode because, as you can see, we have a special guest. We have Sayora! So, Sayora is how you say Sayora's name.
You are so silly. I have no time for you right now.
I don't even know what I was calling you in the beginning.
So, I think you're saying Sayori.
Sayori.
Yeah.
We always correct Kristen on the name.
I know.
It's never anything personal.
I know. I'm dyslexic, so I have like some like auditory problems. So I'm like, I really do. So I'll like, I don't know. Just sometimes I'm like, wait, what's that person's name? Like, what's your boyfriend's name or ex-boyfriend?
Lionel.
I was like, I called him something else. They're like, no, Kristen. Yeah, I'm like, I'm sorry. Okay. So Sayora, how can everybody find you on social media?
So my Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter is Sayora Inc., and that's SayoraInk.
Awesome. And then we have Miss Kayla.
Hey, I'm back, you guys. Had a little drama last week, but I'm back.
Kayla's life has been a soap opera.
It has, you guys. Like, if cameras were really following me in real life, yo, I'm telling you, my life is lit, as the young kids say. Okay? It's always lit, and by default, I don't even try. But, yeah, you guys can find me on Twitter at BadGirlKC. And then, of course, my Instagram is Back by Popular Demand, and that's going to be with 2Ks, y'all. And Snapchat is also BadGirlKC. So hit me up.
Yeah. And you can find me everywhere at KristenKellyTV. I'm going to leave a comment underneath. Please go to my YouTube channel and subscribe. And actually, we are going to be doing a more in-depth Q&A where we talk really about like Sayora and everything that has to do with her, because this, you know, the show isn't enough time to get down to the nitty-gritty. So we're gonna do that for my YouTube channel. We're gonna film that on Thursday, so look out for that probably before next Tuesday. I don't know. It's always a guessing game. Camilla is not gonna be here. She had an issue with her daughter. So if everybody wants to go wish her well and hope and well wishes on her, you know, Instagram and stuff, I'm sure she would appreciate that. All right. Oh, do you want to talk about women's
month? Yeah. So I don't know if you guys know, but this month, the month of March, is National Women's Month, you guys. And actually, yes, President Jimmy Carter, he actually deemed, I want to say, March 2nd to March 8th, Women's Week. So right now we're in Women's Week as well, mm-hmm. but it's an official month now. Congress mm-hmm. made it an official month. So, you know, kudos to all the women out there doing their stuff. The ladies on the panel, women are the best. Who runs the world? Girls.
I did not know that. Thank you for sharing. I didn't know that it was just a week, because we do deserve a month.
No, yeah. They ended up, at first, Jimmy Carter, he did a week, and mm-hmm. then a few years later, Congress deemed it a full month for us. So the month of March is always Women's Month, and even in some churches, they have, like, Women's Day and stuff like that.
Ooh.
So, yeah.
We mm-hmm. have Women's Day is March 8th in my country.
Oh,
nice. Yay.
So perfect. Where are you from exactly? Because I didn't know, and then Camilla said that she thought you were from Mexico, and everybody was
remember that. Like,
she is not from Mexico. Right. So where are you from?
Uzbekistan.
Oh my gosh.
It's former Soviet Union, so a lot of times I'll just tell people I'm from Russia because it's easier and no one knows what Uzbekistan is.
Oh my gosh.
But yes, born and raised in Uzbekistan.
I love your look. You have such an exotic look, and I totally would have guessed more on the Latin side, but that's
yeah,
like,
everyone
wow.
guesses that. I get like, Asian, like Hispanic.
Yeah,
I get everything but
but
where
what
I'm
you
from.
Are. Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's so unique. I like that.
I would have guessed Russian, but you know what it is? Because when people think Russian, a
they
lot of times
like
they
blonde
think,
hair, blue
yeah,
eyes.
Blonde
hair, like,
exactly.
Hair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's like, no.
Yep.
No.
Pretty interesting.
All right, so we are going to have some callers tonight, but do not pick up that phone right now because we do not want you to call right now.
At the end.
We want you to call at the very end. We're going to leave like the last 20 minutes, and we're only going to have each caller on for about 1 to 3 minutes. You can call us at 424-256-1729. Once again, that's 424-256-1729. All right, so Bad Girls Club 17, episode 4?
Yes.
This is 4? All right. So
Squad goals.
So they open up with the trailer, which why was the trailer so in depth? I felt like I watched the entire episode just seeing the trailer.
I
was like, did I really need to? Why did they have it? Why are they having these openers that are so unbelievably in depth? I mean, they're doing it with like actual movie trailers too, and it kind of bothers me,
right?
Because I feel like I've seen the movie,
right. I don't know. Maybe it's because they don't have a lot really to go on. But honestly, I feel like this episode did get more interesting, especially since the I honestly didn't watch the last one. I tried to catch up, but I've been so busy. But it's getting more interesting. So who knows?
Yeah. So Kiki, Sayora, Fran, they're the squad. Squad
yes.
goals, I guess,
squad
coming
goals.
After that. Fran has like really stepped up in this episode.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about that?
I like a little bit of it, and then some of it I was like, all right, friend, you know. But I can definitely respect the fact that she's standing up for herself and standing up to other people and letting them know how she feels. You know, she found her voice, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Personally, I am loving Fran.
Yeah.
I'm loving her being a badass. I'm loving her defending herself.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it was kind of weird how she was so, like, kind of meek.
Yeah.
I think she just got sick of, like, trying to be the peacemaker because it wasn't working. Like, she was just in the background. These people, several times you could see her just sitting in between and people, like, bickering, going back and forth, and she's just, like, there.
Right.
So I think it was, like, time for her to just speak up, and everybody just kind of was used to Fran being in the background, and she was sick of it, so.
Do you think she was doing it for, like, airtime, or do you think?
No, not at all. I think Fran is completely, like, she's too, like, she is to herself, but then again, she loves to have fun, and she just does everything that makes her happy, and she tried to stay away from the drama as much as she could. You know, it caused her anxiety to go up, and she was just not used to it,
right.
But then she realized, you know, being in the Bad Girls Clubhouse, you gotta step your game up. That's what she did.
I feel like nobody's used to the drama. I feel like they need to have, like, kind of a course before you go on Bad Girls Club of, like, things to prepare. Because you don't realize how, like, crazy it is.
I mean, well, I guess you should be prepared once you do that psychological test. You should already know what's up.
Oh, my God, those questions. Oh, my God. It was like, do you hear voices speaking to you?
I would just like everyone to know that I failed the test. I'm not even joking.
Well, that's why you were on Bad Girls.
I failed the plus. Personality test.
You gotta fail it to be on it.
Right? Exactly.
No, well, this is what happened. So I failed the personality test, and they said to me that I failed because it seemed like I was trying to answer the questions, like, too good.
Yeah, they said
that my score was too high, meaning it was almost like I was, like, a perfect personality or something.
Yeah.
Right.
So they made me take it again. So then when I took it again, I answered everything exactly differently from how I did the first time.
Right.
So then I failed that time.
Oh, again. Because then it was too low.
So then
God.
But it's so funny is they did that to Kat, too.
Really?
Kat from my season. She did the personality test, failed it. So they made her do it again, and she failed it. And he was like, we've never had one person, and now we have two girls in one cast.
Wow.
And Kat and I got along so well, so maybe that's
right.
Oh, my God. I don't know. So Lil Key said that she's disappointed in herself. That whole thing was kind of strange to me when she came back. So she comes back from being in the hotel, which that's a great experience. Did you have to go to a hotel?
Oh, I've never gone. I think everyone, well, except for Fran, and Shay. Yeah, I never went to the hotel because I can calm myself down. Like, I don't think they just seen me as someone, like, that's psycho and can't, like, take control of yourself after a fight.
Yeah, but I went to the hotel on my season. Oh, no, it's okay.
It's okay.
You're like, oh, I had this epiphany that I meant to. Okay, I don't know if
we're going
to
hit.
We're going to get to it, right? Okay, we're going to get to it.
You want to talk about it now?
It was a fun fact about when Susan went to the hotel that I found out from somebody from outside the show. The security guards, because actually, you know, this was crazy. After the show was over, we all linked up with it, because Kiki and Fran and
I love gossip. I'm like,
Kiki, Fran, and the replacement that comes in, we all got, you know, we stayed friends after the season. They all flew out to see me, and they all stayed with me for a week, and we partied in Hollywood. Yeah, we're actually like real friends.
Big
yeah.
Key. Okay.
Yeah, so they all came out, and we linked up with the security guards that we were really cool with on the show,
right,
and we all went to Hollywood. We got so, anyways, that night that Sue went to the hotel, she actually hooked up with the security guard.
Mm-hmm. There's always some stuff like that going on in the Bad Girls Club. People effing producers. Mm-hmm. All kind of Black Hollywood. Hey, what's that?
Jeff, what are you doing back there?
Black Hollywood came to Bad Girls.
That is scandalous.
There was actually security guards fighting too. Like, he was telling me, like, oh, did you know when this one and that one fought? I'm like, y'all act like there's a security guards club too in the background. Like, we know about y'all fighting.
Dude, they've been acting so extra the past few years. Like, last year, Winter, did you watch last season?
Yeah. Well, I didn't watch it, but I know.
So, last year, Winter, at one point, she was outside and the security guard is like braiding her hair. And then the season before that, at the reunion, one of the security guards, he was like this older Black gentleman, like, grabbed one of the girls and was like talking to her and like screamed something. I was like, what the hell are you doing?
Oh yeah. Oh, and then when he does Winter's hair, that was the funniest part.
That was so funny because he's like braiding her hair and she's like walking away.
And she's
like,
just letting
I was like, please give me that man's phone number. That's funny. Like my goal in life is to have a man that can do my hair and makeup. Okay. Can you just imagine how wonderful that would be?
No. I don't want my man. If he could do my hair and makeup, then it's a no-go.
Could do your hair. If you could do your makeup and your boyfriend could
do my uncle used to do my hair. He didn't do a good job at it, but he tried. He put them little twists in it, you know, because I was a uncle's girl, not daddy's girl. So, but I don't think I would want my man doing my makeup and my hair. Then he can't be my man. And I've had a lot of those issues in my past before.
I have. I've emailed Dave, my boyfriend. I've emailed him videos before of like how to French braid hair. I'm like, hey, babe, check this video out. It's gonna be life changing for you. I even looked up online if there's a class that you can like have men go to, and there was like a dad's class, but it was so stupid. It was like just how to like braid hair.
Right.
It was like, it's really about the bonding with the girls. I'm like, I don't care about the bonding. I want my man to know how to do my hair.
It was so funny.
But yeah, she was like, I couldn't believe how she really, when she came back, when Lil Key came back from the hotel, she was like, you know, that just really taught me, blah, blah, blah. Every time I came back from the hotel, I was so refreshed. Like, it's refreshing. Mm-hmm.
You get to watch TV.
It is.
How many times did you go to the hotel?
14.
What?
Wait.
I went 14 times.
Why?
Because
that's ridiculous for the whole season.
Lot.
That wasn't even the whole season, because I went 14 times. They told me it was the most in it. I don't know since then.
Was it 3 months?
We were there for almost four months, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I would kill myself. No.
No, so before 14 days was before I got sent to the hotel the last time, and then I stayed in the hotel for a few days. But no, well, because I'm Irish and I'm Italian, so I'm like, I'm very, very feisty, and I drink a lot, and I have, you know, that kind of like bipolarness when you drink. I'm not bipolar, but I get like, you know, really feisty and crazy.
Yeah,
and
same. They wanted to call it liquid courage. I'm like, when you're drunk, you're just, you know, you're different.
Yeah, I mean, like. Me personally, I'm just like, I have a short fuse.
Yeah, me too. Like, I have a lot of self-control when I'm sober that I can let a lot of shit slide. Mm-hmm. But when I'm drunk, I'm just not thinking that. Like, I can pop off really easily.
Mm-hmm. I think also I was very young. I was 23. You know, like, how old are you?
21.
You're 21? Oh,
yes. I turned 21 in September. Actually, the move-in day was my 21st birthday.
Oh, nice. Yes.
They never showed it. That was the first episode.
That's
21st birthday.
Crazy. I know. That's something I feel like that they would show. That's
Haters.
So crazy.
They said they don't celebrate birthdays on Bad Girls Club, but then last
year. Yeah, right. Yes, they do. They have.
That's so weird. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Well, you're a baby, but you're so mature. You are so mature for 21. See, I mean, I still feel like I'm not as mature as you.
You are so silly.
When I was 23,
be saying some stuff, y'all.
No. I was a mess. I mean, I don't know if I'm not
a mess
now.
Oh, well, at 21, I see what you're saying.
Oh, my God. When I was 21 and I lived in Hollywood, I went out, like, every single night when I was in college. So
yeah,
that's
amazing.
That's amazing that you're, like... You're like,
she's
yes.
like, I did that already.
I did
and
that.
She's only 21, y'all. This
I got
is
my
like,
first fake ID when I was 14, so I'm kind of like
oh,
over it now.
Okay.
Yeah,
check
yeah.
you out.
See, I didn't start drinking or going out until
late.
I actually
I
turned
really
21.
Oh, no, I started really early. But at the time I was 21, I was over the party.
Oh, see?
Wow.
I was ready for the party.
And I'm still.
So, DeShayla is over fake bitches. DeShayla to me in this episode is like
the biggest one.
What do you think about DeShayla? Just like,
I think she was a flip flop. The whole season, you could see me like. I didn't have no feelings for her. Even when Kiki, like, at one point when we weren't friends with her and then Kiki was like, oh, we just need to give Shay a chance. Let's give her a chance. I'm like, no. Like, I'm not. I just don't care for her. Like, I just feel like she's a minion. She followed Key everywhere. She only popped off when Key popped off. She had no personality without Key. Like, who's Shay when Key's not there? Nobody. So that's why I just wasn't feeling that. And it was really, really obvious to me that she was just Key's little follower.
I think it's obvious to the viewers as well. So Seven, dude, you know, in the beginning, I really, really liked Seven, and I wanted to like Seven, you know, and they wanted us to like Seven,
right.
You know, like they have her as the last girl and all this stuff.
And now it's flipped.
Yeah, and then she's talking like, oh, I'm going to get you Key to Big, or Kiki. She's like, I'm going to get you Kiki. And I'm just like, why? Am I not seeing stuff, or is it just, what's up with Seven?
I honestly had no idea why she hated Kiki so much. We were all confused. I'm like, I don't get it. I could see her maybe not liking the fact that, you know, Kiki was the one that said she was bored and she wanted drama, and then she kind of was like, oh my God, I'm over the drama. Like, I could get her saying, like, calling her out on it and saying, like, yo, you're flip-flopping now because you said you wanted drama. That I get, but to the point where she's so mad, crying, saying, bitches, don't disrespect me and this, that. Who disrespected you?
Right.
Yeah, I didn't see it. I'm like, I don't know why, like, she really... I mean, you'll see it more as the episodes go on, that I feel like every time Key fought or something happened, she felt like she needed to get on Kiki. Like, they all... And then you could see the same thing with Shay. She felt like she needed to get on Fran. Like, somebody needed to have each person from the clique. Like, oh, my bitch is fighting. I need to fight y'all, too.
Right.
You know? So I look like I'm team my friends. And
right.
I'm showing support that way.
That is so crazy. Yeah. I the whole thing. So I thought it was editing. I thought you were going to say, like, no, it's editing. There was stuff that happened. No.
No, and same with, a lot of people say the same thing with Key. They're like, oh, maybe we're not seeing a lot of the stuff of why she doesn't like Sayora or whatever. Mm-hmm. No, you guys are seeing everything.
That
she just doesn't like me.
That is crazy. That is really crazy.
Yeah, I don't understand why little Key doesn't like you.
That's so
like,
high school.
I don't get that. And it kind of made me not like her just because I didn't understand why she didn't like you.
There's actually a lot of stuff that they're not showing of where she was picking on me even more for no reason. They cut out a lot of that stuff.
Dude, this is exactly like high school. I mean, you know, high school.
It was
like,
definitely
like
high school.
The older girls, like, that are seniors and juniors, they hate, like, the
freshmen.
And it was
the jealousy,
really
pretty
freshmen.
The pretty freshmen. I was that freshman.
Yeah, and I was, and I moved around so much. Like, I went to 6 different high schools in 4 different countries. And that's not mentioning the amount of times I moved
you
within
so
the United States.
You are so well-rounded, child. I love it.
I know.
I love
this
it.
Is why you're 21 and you seem, like, so mature.
And then, and
she's like, I've been around y'all in not that kind of way, okay?
And then when I moved to the United States, I moved around a lot out here, too. So I was the new girl all the time.
Are you Army brat?
No, everyone thinks that, but my mom was a diplomat. She worked for the embassy of Uzbekistan in Rome, Italy. So
oh,
we live
nice.
Out there, too. Yeah.
Check you out. But, you are a friend to have.
Thank you. So, yeah, being the new girl everywhere was always like the attention was on me. You know, oh, who's the new pretty girl? Like, she's foreign and blah, blah. And all the guys would go crazy. So all the bitches are like, oh, who does she think she is? And, you know, it was actually crazy. My life, like, at one point, like at lunch, I had nobody wanted to let me sit at their table at lunch. I had to take my lunch to the teacher's lounge and stuff. Like, it was really like mean girls. So I'm like coming into the Bad Girls Club house. I'm like, nothing has changed. They were like purposely trying to not include me in like their circle and do all this stuff.
Jealousy.
So I'm like,
I mean, just already from what you told me a little bit, if you shared any of that information with them, then I could just totally see like why they would be jealous because they don't have that type of background, you know, especially Key. Like,
and I don't know if you saw it in the first episode, but you know, it's weird. There's a lot of sneak peeks, official sneak peeks. About the first episode that weren't actually in the first episode.
Yeah.
That's weird. I didn't know they did that.
Yeah, they do that.
But they show, like, before she threw the drink on me. You know, because I mean, I'm very proud of my academic accomplishments and me having a 4.0 GPA and being at USC and stuff. So I talk about it, you know? So, and they show her in the closet room where she was like, because she was like, oh, I'm going to fuck up your shit and pack your shit. And I was like, why don't you touch my shit if I'm right here? Like, you have a problem with me? Hit me. So she was like, I'm not about to keep telling your 4-point have an ass, but I don't know, not an ass, something. So I was like, did she really just use a 4.0 as an insult towards me? Like,
right,
like that shows how bitter she is. Like, you just,
like, you're mad because I'm smart.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not feeling her. And I'm sad that I'm not feeling her because she's from Compton. I'm from Compton. Yeah. And it's just like, she wouldn't be my type of girl to hang with from the city. And that's real. Not at all.
Good. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of sad, too, that, like, her goals, you know, are to, like, be a rapper. It's not like I want to go to school.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, I just feel like, but this is happening more and more because, you know, we're in this internet age where people are like, I don't have to go to college.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a makeup artist. Not saying anything wrong with that, but they're like, I'm going to be a makeup artist. I'm going to be
no
a rapper.
No backup plan and nothing else.
Thank
yeah.
you. I have lipstick on my teeth all the time, guys. So please let me know.
And
no,
it's like, only when you do the red.
And
you're
it's
good
okay
now.
To want to be a rapper if you're truly talented and really good and really think you have a chance of making it, but like, let's be honest,
you don't like that flow
but
either.
Let's be honest,
I don't like
it. Was her voice
no
too.
No,
you know what,
I like
I
the
think
words.
Her bars are good,
exactly.
She
I
could
was
be
say
she
that.
Could maybe make it as a writer but
oh
what
God,
she's doing
so...
with her voice, like I'm not gonna
I'm actually
hate.
In a commercial
she actually has good
class, so I think the same thing. I'm
yeah
like,
she has good
flow...
she has good writing, I'm not gonna
the
lie,
the delivery was not great.
Yeah, the way I think she was trying too hard to do with the yeah bitch with her voice and all that.
Yeah
and the hair whipped. I don't know why she made that comment, because her wig was
or you can always, you know.
Was that a wig or a lace front?
I don't know what that was.
Is that gel in the front? What is
we
that?
Used to, we
glue?
Said we,
is it
we
black
said
glue?
It was the glue stick.
I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be shady. Let me stop. I don't want the shade tree on my
but
side.
You know,
first
grade when they give you the glue stick? The
oh,
Elmer.
Yes.
The Elmer's glue.
Elmer's glue?
Yes.
Like, I mean, I didn't, I thought it was like
know.
Black glue.
I really thought it was Elmer's glue or dried cum. I don't know. Sorry.
Oh,
girl. Can
we
be best friends?
Right? Okay, we are just up here throwing the shade today. Look, it got a little hot over here, huh?
I wish I had some look at my cousin.
For, like, the younger people out there that are, you know, watching, you can be a rapper and you can do all that.
I rap,
but
too, you know.
Maybe also go to school, also get a good education.
And I'm in school.
Don't just put all your
like
eggs
how,
in
yeah,
one
basket.
Basket.
Yeah, in one basket. Backup plan.
Exactly.
Because, like, I would love to make it in television and all that, but at the same time, I'm not going to rely on that and rely on the Bad Girls Club turning me into a star. Like,
exactly.
That would be stupid.
Exactly.
So I still have my, you know, school and my realistic career goals.
Exactly.
And then everything else that, you know, shooting for the stars and stuff.
Yeah. Right. So what do you want to be? What's your main goal?
Okay, so if there was anything in this world that I could do, if money wasn't an issue, you know, like, let's say I was just had all the money in the world and I could just pursue whatever I wanted, it would be acting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
nice.
Like, that's just something that really makes me happy. Since I was, like, in kindergarten, any plays our school ever had, I always had the lead role.
Aww,
I get, even when I tell
hearts.
A story, I get, like, into character, and, like, I just love it. And photographic memory, too, is one of my pluses. Like, I could read a script, like, 3 times, and then I memorize it.
Oh, that's why you got a 4.0, because you just
yeah,
remember.
Exactly.
Oh my God,
so, like, even if I don't get something,
yes.
I could just memorize it.
So,
that helps.
Okay, my teacher just, one of my professors just talked about the student that had photographic memory, and he never took notes, and the teacher was so angry, like, felt like he didn't care about what he was talking about. Are you that student that doesn't take notes?
No, I definitely take notes. But my professors would get mad when sometimes, like, on tests, I would, like, recite. They would think, a couple of times, my professors thought I was cheating. They were like, you had the book under the desk or something. I'm
like
no,
nope.
I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, okay, then write what you just wrote. I'm like, okay.
Write the exact
right
same
there.
Thing.
And
that's
you can
so
totally
funny.
Still pursue acting,
it.
Though. You should pursue acting while, I mean, you live in Los Angeles. So
yes,
check,
I know.
Check one.
I actually just booked my first national commercial.
Yay.
And it was my first Checkers.
Congratulations.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you. It was my first. It was random because I'm not in any any agencies or anything.
Right.
So I just know a lot of people. So I had like a casting director, somebody call me and say, hey, there's this audition that I really think you'd be good for. And,
nice.
You know, you should go try it out. I was like, no, I have school. I have this, that, and the third. He was like, just go. I really think you have a good chance of booking it. I'm like, whatever. And I went, and then I got a call back. Then I got a wardrobe fitting, and then I got it.
That's so good.
And there was all these people with SAG and agents and all this that do this, you know? And,
all the time.
Yeah. And then
see?
I booked it, like, randomly. Never been to an audition before in my life.
Dude. See, that's amazing. And that tells you something. I mean, that really does.
Yeah.
You, I think you should, still pursue acting, but do it while you're in school, you
I
know?
Feel like my tattoos limit my acting career.
I don't think so. Not now in this day and age. Because
like I have a baby
tats.
Face and I could do a lot of like high school roles or something, but then like this.
Makeup.
I mean, makeup.
Yeah.
There's makeup. Always there's always makeup.
And then that's why I used to think the same thing about modeling, and now the modeling world is completely different. There are so many models with tattoos, but I literally, and my grandmother told me that. She's like, when I got my first tattoo, you're never going to be able to be a model.
You're never gonna get a
she
job,
literally cried.
Oh, my family too. And being from a Muslim country, trust me, that's all I have to hear.
I have Muslim family too, so I was raised.
So it's like, I'm the black sheep of the family, you know?
Oh, my goodness.
Like, oh, my God.
Yeah, girl, you better cover up.
But that's why my tattoos are very strategic. Like, if I just put on a jacket right now, you won't see anything.
Right, exactly.
You'll never know.
Exactly.
So I'm not doing nothing here.
Yeah, I mean, just wear something that you can't see your tattoos to the audition, and then, hey.
And then you
put some Kat Von D makeup on.
Did you know that now you need to have a release from your tattoo artist if you want to be on TV with tattoos?
No.
That's why for the commercial, well, I was wearing a jacket that was like down to here. They had to cover this part up because they were like, you need a release like for any tattoo. And because of the movie The Hangover with the Mike Tyson tattoo, Mike Tyson's tattoo artist sued and he won. So now after that, now every commercial show, movie, and I told them, I was like, I was just on the show. They didn't, you know, Bad Girls Club. I was like, they were like, well, then they're running a risk of your tattoo artist.
I hope none of my tattoo artists are looking at this right now.
Don't get any ideas.
Crazy. That's very interesting.
Right? Oh, yeah. So, I guess Thursday it'll be great, great talk because we're just
today. I know.
I love it. Such a good spirit.
So we have 20 minutes left. Okay. So, we probably are going to take calls at 10 minutes, so just letting you guys know.
Cool.
So, Susan and Little Key, they're feeling the music. Do you think that she has any, like, anything that's going to happen in this music career?
No. You know, if she tried to go for the writing, I think maybe... honestly, it's her attitude that's going to be the problem. And who's going to want to work with somebody who's got such a bad negative energy around them, bad attitude all the time, always complaining, and you're older than everybody else in the house? Like,
How old is she? 27?
Yeah, like, she's going to be, you know, like, we're all, like, 21, 22 in the house.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So she's the oldest one in the house.
Wow.
And then she was acting like
the youngest
one.
I mean, that's how I felt about Amber and also Tiffany on my season. Amber and Tiffany, if I'm not mistaken, they were the oldest. And
And even like the photo shoot that we had, like the beginning, that she was yelling at photographers and yelling at everybody else, and she didn't like this and didn't like that, and it's just like I'm like, who? Anyone that's gonna watch that is not gonna want to work with you.
Right.
In the music business, in the music industry too.
Well, she'll definitely learn her lesson, because I can say, when I was on Bad Girls, I was very angry for a lot of reasons. I had a lot of stuff going on. I always have stuff going on in my life, so I was definitely very angry. And watching myself and seeing how angry I was, some things I feel like were justified, and then some things I just kind of went overboard for no reason. But hopefully she'll definitely see herself and like change because of that, because I mean that's what the whole point is.
She says,
Bad Girls, you know.
I felt bad when she was crying about after she was like, this is a dream.
I know, it was just a studio session.
That's what I was saying. I literally said that, and I was like, wait, didn't she already say she was a rapper? So that means you've already recorded.
She's already had studio sessions.
Exactly. So why was this so? I thought
the
same
thing. And I think it was because her friends were hyping her too much. And we're like, yes, that was great. That was amazing.
I felt bad because I never want to put anyone down. But it's like at the same time, I was like, you know, I felt bad that was like such a monumental moment in her life.
Yeah,
you know, that she was
recording
crying.
One song. I've recorded a few and I didn't cry on either.
I was drawn to tears from happiness like maybe once in my life.
Yeah,
but literally, like, you know,
Kristen, we gotta get you some emotion, man.
I'm Irish. Like,
she's like, maybe once.
Dude, Irish people are seriously like, they're so like, my grandmother was like, hello.
I feel like that's how Russians are.
Yeah,
Russians are very like,
no hugging.
I used to nanny for a Russian family. One is a USC professor, and the other was a professor at another university. I want to say Northridge. My God. They didn't have a TV. They only had a radio, and the children that I nannied, they spoke Russian.
Yeah.
So how do you say bridge? That was the only thing I learned.
Most?
I forget. Yes, most. That was the only word I learned. I'm like, bridge, because they liked trucks, and they had a little bridge truck thingy that they played with. So, so it was definitely an interesting experience living with them.
Lil Key said that she got a get-out-of-jail card. Did the production tell you that you guys had, like, one strike, two strikes, or anything like that?
Get-out-of-jail?
She made, like, a little comment. So I was wondering, did production tell you guys
a point where they came and talked to us and told us, like, because I think it was after the time where, like, all these fights happened, and they talked to all of us, and they just said, like, the next time somebody instigates, like, you're going home. Mm. But none of that happened because the instigation went back to, like, a few hours later and nothing happened. Mm.
So, Fran wants to be a hype woman. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I've never heard of that either until that was a thing. I guess, you know, when, like, artists perform and stuff, and you got somebody that opens up for them, so maybe something like that.
But you know what I was thinking when I saw that? That's actually pretty good training for the bad girls doing promotions.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Right. Exactly.
When you do promotions, I mean, I did a few different ones where they literally handed me a mic and I was in front of people.
That's exactly what she was doing. I had to do that,
but it wasn't, there wasn't training. It was just like, do this. So when I saw that, I was like, I don't know about how, like, career that might be, but that definitely is a good skill, I think, for anybody. Also, if people are afraid of public speaking, it kind of reminded me of my public speaking class I took when I was in college.
Oh my God, I just did a speech, you guys, last week. My hands were sweating. I'm like, I do AfterBuzz all the time. I've been on TV. What the heck is wrong with me?
Because you don't see the people. There's not, like, an audience.
I know, right? It's so funny. Oh, we didn't talk about this whole Key getting her cuckoo wax. I wouldn't have waxed her cuckoo if I...
Wait, Key?
Seven wax keys. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Is that how it happened?
No, I don't know.
Vagina.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think you guys were out and they stayed in. Before.
Yeah, yeah. You guys were in, you were out. They were in. Yes, Lil Key got her vagina.
What y'all think about that? Because when I saw that, like, I was just like, I was like, I hope she's an esthetician because that's the only way that I would be, like, waxing her. Like, I wouldn't, like, I didn't understand that bond right there. I was just like.
Wait, who was doing it?
It was Seven.
Seven was waxing her vagina.
Is she an esthetician or anything? Is that what does it, you guys?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Saying? Okay.
Yeah, esthetician.
I'm not an airhead.
I don't know. That was a little bit too much for me. Okay, so when Kiki's Red Bull went missing, I can understand because I love Red Bull myself, and, like, that's irritating.
She just asked the question, too. Yeah. She just asked. She said, has anybody drank my Red Bull?
And they so easily could have been like, I drank it. No. But it was crazy to me that DeShayla's like,
again,
when Kiki, you know, she's, like, on the phone, she's like, what? What? Like, screaming. Out. I was like, girl, calm down. You're going to have, like, a stroke. It's, like, too much. Okay. So, because we're running out of time, let's get to the fight, the big fight. Okay. So, DeShayla, I'm going to do this like we're a sports announcer. So, DeShayla.
Spits in her face.
And that was a good...
Well, you heard her hocking that loogie when she was walking over.
You could see it on the side of her face, too. Oh, yeah, she did.
She did that, yes. Yes,
she did that. I need to spit it out, y'all. I'm not going to swallow.
I'm not good at, like, you know those DNA tests? I did one, and you have to spit into a thing, and I was like... Like, I don't know how to do that. I was like, it was so hard. It was taking me forever. Like, that was so much spit. I was just... No, all on the side of her face. That was so gross.
It reminded me of when I kind of did it on my season to Amber, but I didn't literally, like, spit. I just went, you know, because she was getting on my nerves. And I literally thought before I did it, like, I wouldn't want to spit in her face, so I kind of did a little mini.
Well, DeShayla's mom, I feel like, is, you know, at blame for this.
Oh, she like,
because she's
like,
yeah, she's like, drag her. I'm like, what is going on? No.
And I think it's so funny how she's been hyping it up, saying she's going to fuck Fran up and do all this stuff and then got dropped
and, then she's like,
and laid on her back.
Yeah, it was just, she spit and then she was like, So, okay. Fran got a few good, she slapped her first and it looked like she was punching her. We were a little, like, the security jumped in there. I wish they wouldn't have.
Fun fact. She rewinded it like three times, you guys.
Fran has never, ever been in a physical fight before in her life. That was her first one.
Well, I'm impressed. She did a very good job. Straight up. I was very impressed. And it made me, like, I was kind of like, I felt like I was in the house.
She dropped her neck in the beginning. She was like,
yes. And she dropped her on the floor.
Dropped her. And I'm like, damn.
I was so happy. I was watching that. I was like, go, Fran.
Yeah, that's how she was.
So then, when Fran comes out of that, then she, I guess, like, pointed or something. We don't know because the camera guy was like late on the draw, so we kind of missed a second. But apparently, she was pointing and
pointing at Seven and Seven,
Seven and then
gets
Seven's
pissed.
Like, "Don't point at me!" And then Seven grabbed, like, Seven. Yeah. Seven went to grab, and that's real hair on top. Not probably all of it. But that's real hair on top. Okay, Seven. So no, you do not grab. She, like, looked like she went to grab Fran's hair, and then security got involved, and then Kiki ran up after Fran, and then we don't know really what happened in the corridor. They didn't show us, but apparently Seven's hand got messed up because she was, like, the happiest person that's ever had to go to the hospital. She was so proud.
I think she felt like it gave her little stripes.
Yeah.
Like, I got
that,
my
like, she
wound.
Hit her so hard. Yeah. That she put another hand. That's what she was trying. But I think it was really stupid how she kept saying that they tried to jump her. There was no jumping. And she said that Fran ran up on her. Fran didn't run up on you. Fran was being led away by security. Okay, maybe she might have pointed on you. Fran never ran up on you. And Kiki didn't. She said she snuck up on her from the side. No, she didn't. You was facing Kiki. And she yelled, run up, as Kiki was running up.
So I'm like, who jumped? But you said you wanted to. I heard it and I saw it. And I agree with you. 100 right?
Yeah. Co-signing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so on to the Susan screaming at Kiki situation, and then Susan's family friend died, and she had a meltdown. We all feel very bad for her. Yeah. Sorry, we have literally like 5 minutes. We're trying to like, So Susan, feel very bad for her. She's having her issues, but then Kiki, I kind of felt like it was weird that Kiki brought up the whole thing about her grandmother dying, because I do feel bad that her grandmother died. But it was kind of like, you know, someone's mourning. It's very strange that she's bringing up her grandmother that died.
I think that was editing, though, maybe a little bit,
It was because I think Sue was kept bringing it up, like making it an excuse, like, someone died. So Kiki was like, okay, and I just lost my grandma too,
so what? Yeah, and that's how I felt about that. And then I felt like it did come in at a weird time, but I think that just had to do with editing on that, like, solely, because I was thinking that too. But I mean, I agree with her. It's like, yo, we all going through something. She said that numerous of times, like, yo, people die, my people die. What's up? Like, why you gotta have an attitude? I'm trying to be cool, and you guys are fucking with me. Like, leave me alone. So
I think
I feel for Big Key.
I think everyone was giving making excuses for Susan. They kept saying, oh, like, Susan's been going through some shit. Susan's life.
Everybody's going through stuff.
And poor Susan had to strip when she was 16. And poor Susan this and poor Susan that. Poor Susan is in an arranged marriage. No, she is not. She just said she married the guy because she could only have sex with him if they were married. So basically, she just told him herself and said, I wanted to have sex with him, and the only way we could have sex is if I married him. So everybody's like, oh, poor Susan. Y'all don't know what Susan been through. That, well, has anyone, no one gotten the chance to really sit down and get to know everybody, get to know me and what I've been through. And everybody just kept making these excuses for Susan. Oh, she's been through something. We've all been through something, I'm sure. You know, I'm sure everybody has a story.
Exactly.
So it's like I felt like, you know, poor Susan, this house is not healthy for her. She's got this look in her eyes like she's gonna kill somebody. She's not gonna do shit.
But she did look like something from, you know, like Psycho.
But why
didn't
she do anything?
With the rat tail comb?
Why didn't she do anything?
The rat tail comb, though. But how did... That is totally a weapon. Like, yeah, I mean, you could really stab somebody. I was like, ooh, the Latina is about to come out in her. She about to use it like a machete, y'all, okay? She was like them eyes and everything. I wouldn't have trusted her with that either, so... You know.
I thought at first that she was really gonna, but then you stood there for way too long.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't
she
run
was
up
just
on
trying
friend,
to scare
you didn't
somebody.
Do nothing, you was waiting. And then as soon as Key went to go grab this, she just gave it up so easily.
Uh-huh, like,
so
here you go.
Really, yeah.
Dude, she looked happy as hell. She was like the happiest person I've ever seen to leave the Bad Girls Club. Like, to be told you have to leave. Like, she didn't even seem shocked. She's like, okay, so it makes sense that she got some dick the night before. Because she's like, all right.
But it made no sense to me how she said right before when she talked to her sister that she was like, oh, like, I'm ready to go home, so I'm going to fuck this bitch up and then get sent home. But then, number one, she didn't do anything. Number two, as soon as they told her she even has to go to the hotel, she's like, oh, I got out of character. Like, I didn't mean to. Like, this is not me, you know? And I'm like, but you just said you're ready to go home, so you're going to fuck somebody up. But now you're like, all like, you know, apologetic, like, oh, I should have never gotten like this. I haven't been like this in a while. It's sad that I have to leave.
We're gonna take this one caller. Is that a caller that we have on there, Jeff?
James.
Oh, James. Oh my God, did I call you Jeff earlier too? I'm sorry. Jesus Christ. God. James. Is that a caller?
We have about
what?
6-7
Hello?
Minutes.
Hi.
Hi, you are our only caller we're gonna have on today. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Anaya from Baltimore.
Hi. Hey. Do you have any questions or is there anything you want to talk about in this episode? You got literally like 1 minute.
Yeah, I just want to know, Sayora, did the producers ever like manipulate you guys into fighting each other?
They were messy a few times. Like, they would never tell you have to fight this person or that person, but like a few times, like if somebody made a comment or was talking shit and I decided to let it go, they would be like, oh, but this is the Bad Girls Club, you should go address that issue. Why did you let it go? Now you're making yourself look weak, you should go say something to her.
Yep.
So they were messy.
Thank you. Kristen, you look so beautiful today. Kayla, you do too. And all you guys are beautiful.
You're beautiful. Thank you so much for calling in. Bye.
Wait, world girls,
do we have any more?
Yeah,
do we have more callers?
Like,
we could take a few more if we got like. Got anybody? No. Okay. Cool.
Minutos.
So Susan leaves. Blah 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 blah. So with the new girl, do you like the new girl? What's her name?
Yes, her name is Bree.
And you like her?
And I love her.
Oh, awesome. Okay, we have another caller.
Yes.
Hi. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Gino from Maryland.
Hi,
hey,
Gino. Gino, what do you have a question for Sayora?
Yeah, well, first of all, Sayora, you are my preseason favorite. I do love you. I think you're the prettiest bad girl of the originals, at least. I haven't seen the new people. I love you. Anyway,
thank you.
I just wanted to ask you, how do you think it would have been different as far as, like, who you became friends with if the production didn't, like, fuck with you guys as far as, you know, telling you, oh, you should mess with them? Do you think that you would have gotten along with more of the people from, you know, West Coast, et cetera?
They never told me to mess with someone or anything, so I think you're misunderstanding a little bit. Like, if I was already in, like, having beef with somebody, or there was already tension, and I decided to let something slide, then they would be like, oh, you shouldn't let that slide. You know, that girl was talking about you. You should go say something. So that's the only thing. I don't think anything would have been different, honestly. The clicks happened the way they should have happened, and they happened the way it would have happened in real life, because those are the girls that I would really be friends with in real life.
Okay. Well, yeah, because I don't know, as far as when you got into the fight, when they were, when you had your friend over,
yeah,
and they just instigated that fight, I don't think that was, like, I don't know, I feel like they got you to react, and then that got your friend kicked out when that shouldn't have happened, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that shouldn't have happened, and, I mean, you know, the show's for the drama, so it is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Awesome, thank you so much for calling, Gino.
Bye, Gino.
All right, everybody check out my Instagram at BG.
Oh, I think it's the Gino Bino show or something.
Okay.
Hi.
Another one?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, what's up? My name is Warren, and I'm calling from Columbus, Ohio.
Hi. Hi. Do you have a question for Sayora?
Actually, I just, I'm watching the stream, and I just had a couple of questions, well, statements. Sayora, hopefully you kept that same energy at the reunion that you have about Susan.
Yes, I did.
You did?
Yes, I did.
And in the house.
You're going to have to tune in and watch the reunion to see, but yes.
Well, because it looks like you're talking about a lot about these girls, and in the house you're chill.
I'm talking a lot about what? These girls?
You're talking about all those girls, Seven, Sierra.
Oh, you mean like in the, like, the when, like when they're interviewing her? Is that what you mean? Like she's talking
no, I'm
about,
talking
them
about right now on AfterBuzz.
Yeah.
Like
everyone.
I just want to make sure she had that same energy.
Yes, everyone who I didn't like and who didn't like me knows how I feel. I've never tried to pretend like I didn't like some. I liked somebody, but I really didn't, and talk behind their back and been nice to their face. So everything's out on the table. Everyone knows if I don't like them. Everyone knows if I'm talking shit. So.
Well, it's not about if they know that you're talking stuff. I'm asking if you're keeping the same energy.
And I already said I am. Yes, I am keeping that same energy, and you're going to see it when the reunion airs that I did keep the same energy.
Watch the reunion. Okay.
And also, I have one more thing to say, too. Kayla, you probably don't know, but you and Key actually are almost similar about how you act.
Why does everyone say that?
I don't think you guys are similar. Why do you think they're similar?
I liked you on season 3. I really did, because you were like that. You were the fire on the show. But
everyone's been telling me that.
That is your... Everybody knows that these later seasons, they've been copying off of OG Bad Girls.
Seasons,
that's
yeah.
yours. Seriously. Aww.
Well, okay. I definitely take that.
Oh, thank you so much. Bye. All right, let's take one more. Why not? Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Tyler.
Hi, Tyler. Hey. Do you have a question for Sayora?
Hey. Oh, my God, Sayora, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Thank you. I love you, too.
Forget what that boy is saying. Like,
thank you.
I love you. I love Friend. I love Keith, Big Keith. Like, you guys
are
on your own.
Y'all. Okay.
I love the fact that y'all are not punks.
Yes,
it's
or squad goals.
Like, forget what he's talking about, saying something, wait to the reunion. Yes. Girl, you doing your thing. Do your thing.
Thank you. Nice.
Do you have a question for Sayora?
Yes. I'm sorry, I'm just so excited.
I wish we had more time. I wish we could get more callers.
How do you feel about them sending your guests home when he was doing the most and he said that your guests had to leave or your company had to leave?
I was definitely very upset, but I think it was for the best for him because I didn't want him going through that. I'm like, he came here to enjoy his time and now he got to deal with this loud-ass girl being in his face. So I'm like, you know,
because
she wasn't going to stop. So I'm like, it was best for him to leave. Like,
that
I was upset,
a major hater move.
But I was, you know.
I just thought that was so unfair because that was like a personal friend.
Yeah, like she should have left.
So
if
long.
Anything, they should have sent her to the hotel before they sent him home.
How could they do that to you?
Yeah.
I know.
I agree. All right. Well, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No problem.
Let's take one more. Why not? Last caller.
We're on a roll.
Hi. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Tanae, and I'm from Virginia.
Hey, Tanae. Do you have a question for Sayora?
One question, maybe. Are you in Kiana?
Little key or big key?
Are you guys still friends now?
Big key, yes. Kiki, me, and Francesca, and the new girl that you're going to see next episode, we are very good friends. We see each other on the daily. Well, not on the daily. Oh, on the regular. Not on the daily. On the regular.
I'm excited for that new girl to come in.
Yes. Actually, Kiki and the new girl are now roommates. Kiki moved to Vegas, and they live together.
Oh, nice.
Yes, they live together in
Vegas. I'm going to Vegas next month.
That's what's up.
Maybe I should connect with them.
Bad bitches link up.
Right.
Well, thank you so much for calling. Yes. Sorry, guys. They're like they're writing wrap up on the board. So we had so much fun. Thank you so much for coming in. So how can everybody find you on social media?
My Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat is Sayora Inc. That's SayoraInk.
And then Miss Kayla.
And you can find me at Bad Girl KC. That is going to be the Twitter, backed by popular demand with 2 K's, y'all.
And you can find me everywhere at Kristen Kelly TV. And we're going to be doing a very in-depth interview. We might actually do Facebook Live or we might do YouTube Live. Then you guys can ask questions. So follow my YouTube channel, Kristen Kelly TV. I'm going to leave a comment underneath so you can go and follow us. And we will have some fun stuff because I know you guys want more from her, but it's After Buzz. Yeah. You know, it's an hour show. We don't have much time. Oh. Sorry we couldn't get to more of your questions. I love you guys. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Yay, thank you. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later, bitches.
I forgot.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.